各位老师、各位同工、各位同学们，大家主内平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在耶稣基督里，我们都是一家人，对不对
？We are one in Christ in the family of God.
那既然是一家人，我们应该互相支持、带导、提醒及告诫。
Since we are members of one family, we need to support, encourage, remind, and warn one another.
那在过去这两个星期之前，林运和博士曾经在这里介绍耶稣基督已经复活。
Two weeks ago, Dr. Irene Tran already introduced to us the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
并且鼓励大家走出去宣教来传福音。
And she encouraged everyone to go out and evangelize and do missions.
所以过去这十几天里面，神学院一共出去了11个小队。
So the past 10 days, we have 11 teams that went out to do missions.
那也有很丰富的收获。
And we have a great harvest.
所以有些人呢，到现在还沉浸在丰收战果的回忆之中。
And some of us are still immersed in that experience, reminiscing of our mission experience.
所以除了替大家高兴有这个短宣的兴奋经验之外
，aside from being joyful for the experience that we had.
在这想问问各位，透过这次短宣的活动，你们跟上帝的关系增进了多少
？I'd like to ask you a question. How much have you grown in your relationship with God?
或是因为群体在外的生活，又是属灵征战的高峰期，所以做了很多伤害队友、不讨上帝喜欢的行为
？Or could it be that you have hurt someone as a result of this exciting, climactic experience as you go out as a group?
正如有一个实际的例子是这样讲。
There is a real incident.
有一位年轻人，他成为基督徒之后，因为热心服侍神，所以不久之后就当上教会的执事。
A young man, after he came to know the Lord because of his passion to serve God.He was elected as a deacon.
所以他服事更加热心，那每次回家总是兴高采烈。
And all the more he was so passionate in serving God as a deacon. And every time he goes home, he went home with a high spirit.
有一次呢，教会由他举办了一个活动，很多弟兄姊妹都来参加支持他。
At one time there was an event that he was the one who headed.And many people came to attend that event.
所以那天教会活动结束，他一样兴高采烈地回到家。
After the event, he again went home with a high spirit.
当他很兴奋地跟他太太分享的时候，他的太太冷不提防地问他一个问题。
And as he excitedly shared this experience with his wife surprisingly asked him a question.
那让他整个哑口无言，那太太是这样子问的。
And he became dumbfounded as a result of this question.
他问太太说，他太太问说，你办的活动这么成功，你是有成就感，但是你今天有听到上帝对你说什么话吗
？You have accomplished a very successful event with a sense of accomplishment, but have you heard the voice of God today?
或是你有遇到上帝了吗？
Or have you met God today?
那这位弟兄他办活动所追求的是外在的热闹及成就感。
What he strive for is the external accomplishment through this event.
但是他没有兼顾到内里生命的成长与否。
But he did not attend to the internal need of his life.
那他跟上帝之间的关系增长了多少？
To see how much growth was there in his relationship with God.
那一样，这一次学校的短宣活动当中，你所重视及学习到的是外在的宣教活动，或是内在的灵命的增长。
In the same way, in this mission trip experiences, what were you striving for? Is it the external activities or the internal growth?
透过这一次与小组们的互动，你与上帝的灵命。关系有增长多少吗
？In your interaction with the group members, how much growth have you seen in your spiritual life with the Lord？
或是对神国度有更大的负担
？And do you have an increased burden for the kingdom of God？
那现在透过罗马书第六章的刚所读过的12到14节。
I like to use Romans 6:12-14.
一起来学习神对我们的教导。
To learn what God is telling us.
那今天我所要传讲的题目是操练敬虔服事神。
The topic that I like to share is training for godliness in serving God.
对，操练敬虔服事神。
Training for godliness in serving God.
那我这边分三大段，第一段是不做身子的私欲。
And the outline for my message today, the first is that we should not do the passions of the body.
对，这是第十二节。那第十三节呢，是要做义的器具。
That's found in verse 12 and in verse 13. We must be instruments for righteousness.
那最后第十四节是彰显神的恩典。
And then in verse 14, we need to manifest the grace of God.
每个基督徒都必须有好的敬虔属灵习惯。
Every Christian should have the habit of a godly spiritual life.
正确敬虔心态去面对属灵上每一天的挑战。
Having a proper godly attitude to face the challenges of each day.
敬虔属灵的品格是要借着你我平时的操练。
A godly spiritual life comes from a daily training.
当年呢，在旷野的以色列百姓，他们因为埋怨心态造成的死亡。
When the Israelites were in the wilderness because of their grumbling, it brought about their death.
那你我每天要有意识地，要有刻意地去操练我们的敬虔心态。
And every day we need to be intentional in training for godliness.
有的基督徒他虽然侍奉神很长的时间，却不晓得做敬虔的属灵操练。
There are Christians who have served God for a long period and yet do not know how to train for godliness.
所以在他们的生活当中就很随意。
And so in their lives, they would live it without any control.
而这种基督徒他不但不能带给他个人带来益处。
Not only would that not be beneficial to themselves,
他可能还会带给教会或是宣教上带来的一些不良影响。
It may bring about harmful effects to the church.
因为在提摩太前书四章八节是这样说。
For 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 tells us,
操练身体益处还少，唯有敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
While bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also the life to come.
来，首先我们来看看罗马书六章十二到十四节这一段经文的上下文。
Let's look at the context of Romans chapter 6:12-14.
在罗马书六章第九节是这样讲
，Verse 9 it tells us，
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Because we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again。
那这里因为呢，表示我们所以会有前节前面有讲到相信，那因为有本节的知道。
The word therefore or because signify that there is the previous verse of the belief that we had.
就是在灵里面已经看见耶稣基督曾经死过，现在又复活起来了。
In the spiritual realm, we know that Christ has died and has resurrected from the dead.
而且从启示录一章十八节讲到说，他直活到永永远远。
And in Revelations 1 verse 18, we are told that he lives forevermore.
因此呢，确信死既不再做耶稣基督他的主，也相信死不能做我们的主。
And so we believe that death will no longer reign in his life, and at the same time, death will no longer be our master.
所以凡在耶稣基督里的人怎么样，已经从死的权势下得了释放。
Therefore, everyone who believes in him has been freed from the power of death.
底下这句话很重要哈，我们的旧人有两个主人。
Our sinful nature has two masters.
一个是罪，一个是死。
First is sin, the second is death.
那与基督同死的经历叫我们脱离罪。
Because we have died with Christ, we are set free from sin.
那与基督同活的经历呢，是叫我们脱离死。
And the experience of living in him allow us to be set free from that.
我再讲一遍哈，与基督同死的经历是叫我们脱离罪。
The experience of dying with him allows us to be free from sin.
那与基督同活的经历是叫我们脱离死。
And the experience of living in him allows us to be free from that.
那罗马书第六章第十节是这样讲。
And in chapter 10 verse, chapter 6 verse 10 it tells us,
他死是像罪死的只有一次，但活是像神活着。
For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God.
那他死是像罪死，意思就是说主耶稣基督呢，他的死是为了解决罪的问题。
He died to sin, signified that Jesus Christ died once and for all in order to solve, the problem of sin.
那罪对已经死的人是不再掌权。
Sin to a dead person no longer reigns.
那这边讲会只有一次，就是说仅此一次，只有这么一次。
Once for all tells us that there is only one time.
表明他的死怎么样，是具有一次永远的功效。
That the death of Jesus Christ has, is effective once and for all.
那罪被对付掉之后乃是一个永远不改变的事实。
And sin has been, destroyed, and this is an unchanging fact.
所以他活着是像神活着，意思代表神是耶稣基督他活着的意义和目的。
He lives to God means that, Jesus Christ live, the meaning of, and the purpose of his living.
那这边所谓活着呢，它在希腊文原文里面是说永永远远活着的意思。
The verb lives, has the, effect of being alive forevermore.
对，所以从此呢，耶稣基督他是永永远远为我们活着。
Jesus Christ lives forevermore.
好，那接下来罗马书第六章第十节这样讲。
And then in verse 11 it tells us,
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，在向神在基督里却当看自己是活的。
So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
那这里看这个字呢，在原文是算的意思，也就是记录账上。
The term, consider has the meaning of reckon or count or to put into an account.
我们既然已经知道并且相信与耶稣基督同死同活的事实。
Since we know and believe in, being dead with him and alive with him,
就要把这件事怎么样记录我们人生的当中，把它核对无误。
We must put this into the account of our own life.
就比如说我们拿了十万的披索去银行里面把它存进去。
It's like, when you, deposited 10,000 pesos in the bank.
所以你在银行里面的账户呢，你一打开你就有十万块钱在里头。
When you open your bank account, there should be, 10,000 peso credit to your account.
所以那个账户就是代表是价值。
And the account, tells you the value that you have.
所以我们跟耶稣基督同死同复活，这是对代表你我的个生命的价值。
Being dead with Christ and alive in Him, represent the value of our lives in Him.
好，那我们第一节讲到第十二节是讲到不要做身子的私欲。
In verse 12, we are told that we should not do the passions of the body.
请各位看你自己的圣经，罗马书第六章第十二节这样说。
Please look at your own Bible, chapter 6 verse 12 tells us.
前面五个字啊，所以不要容。
Because, Therefore, do not let,
不要容罪在你们的必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Do not let sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, to make you obey its passions.
对，我把它分成两节哈。第一小段是，所以表明我现在是可以自由了。
Therefore, signify that today we can be set free.
罗马书六章六节是这样讲说，因为知道我们的救人和耶稣基督同钉十字架。
Verse 6 of, chapter 6 tells us that we know that our old self was crucified with him.
使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
In order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing.
所以呢，如果罪还在我们身上作王。
Therefore, if sin continue to be our master,
并非我们必须来顺服他。
We need to obey sin.
乃是我们怎么样自己要罪来做我们的王。
It is because we allow sin to be our master.
所以现在所有的问题就是在我们的意志如何去做选择。
And therefore the problem lies within the will, to choose.
上帝很尊重我们，所以给你我每个人有自由意志。
God has given us the freedom of choice.
那这个自由意志就让你自己选择到底对或错。
Allowing us to choose what is right or wrong.
对，那你这边如果你自己要选择罪来做你的王，那你自己的选择。
When you choose sin to be your master, it's your own choice.
如果在属灵操练当中，你选择不让罪来做你的王，那我恭喜你。
In the training of godliness, if you choose not to let sin be your master, then I congratulate you.
所以第二小段是说，不要容罪在你们必死的身上做王。
And so, the second part, of verse 12 tells us not to, to let sin reign in your mortal body.
那这边必死的身上就是第六节，前面第六节所讲的罪身。
The mortal body refers, to the sin,
对，那这个就，这个罪身有这么一个特点啊。
This body of sin has this distinction.
基督徒，你我得救之后，罪仍然潜伏在我们的身上。
As you are, at the salvation, sin continue to be concealed in your, body.
我们可以运用意志来抵挡罪。
We can use our will to resist sin.
那不要容罪随心所欲的在我们身上作王。
Do not let sin to reign in your body, mortal body.
是，那这第三小部分是说，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
So that you obey its passions.
那私欲在原文有定冠词，而且是复数的。
There is a definite article before the word passions, and it is plural.
也就是指着肉身上各种各样的欲念。
It refers to all kinds of lusts of the body.
包括男女间的情欲，对财务的情欲跟对权力的控制欲。
Including lusts for the opposite sex of greed for possessions or power.
还有许多不正当的所谓欲望。
And other greed or lusts.
所以如果让罪一做了王之后，就会引动身子上很多的私欲。
Therefore, when you let sin reign in your mortal body, you will have so many lusts.
那这些私欲就会迷惑旧人，使旧人顺从他们而活出败坏的行为来。
And these passions will continue to tempt the old nature.
比如说这次的短宣，有人在台上做很好的见证，那也有人在几分钟之后就短讲，做一些补充，所以希望有人能够得救。
Let's take for example in this past mission trip, someone has shared his or her testimony or the word of God in order in the hope that people will come to salvation.
对，如果他们能够成为基督徒，其实也是我们短宣的一个目的之一。
And if they can become a Christian, that's one of our purpose.
所以每一组的在底下的组员应该怎么样？是合力的来为台上的人祷告。
And so the rest of the group has to pray for that person.
邓小平曾经这样说过，他说不管白猫或是花猫，只要能够抓到老鼠的就是好猫。
The late Deng Xiaoping says, it doesn't matter whether it's a white or a colorful cat, as long as it can catch mice, then it's a good mouse, cat.
那一次呢，因为先前已经有很好的见证，所以后来的短讲之后，也有人愿意走到台前来相信耶稣基督是他个人的救主。
And because of the good testimony, someone has come to faith in Christ.
可是事后怎么样，我们还是有听到一些杂音，这些论断的杂音就将我们的口舌心思意念顺从身子的私欲就这样讲出去了。
But after that, because of some criticisms, we may utter words that are unpleasant.
因为我们不控制自己的言行，所以之前已经习惯这样讲，所以保罗在这边 劝我们不要容罪在我们彼此的身上做主。
Because we are used to that kind of speech, we do not control our speech, and Paul tells us that we have that habit to sin.
第二段的第十三节是讲到要做义的器具。
Verse 13 tells us that we need to be instruments for righteousness. 所以请各位
继续看到你们自己的圣经。
Verse 13.
罗马书六章十三节说，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness.
那这里献这个献字就是放在旁边降服的意思。
To present is to put aside.
对，那这边所谓器具表示兵器，表示武器。
As the body as an instrument.
那也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，其中肢体是指身上的眼睛啦、耳朵、鼻子、口等等不同的部分。
And the body refers to all the parts of your body.
那这一节告诉我们怎么样？我们可以运用意志力来反抗罪，拒绝将我们的身上的肢体交给罪。
This verse tells us that we can use our will to resist sin.
因为我们如果交给罪的话，他就做了不义的武器，建立了罪的一个权势。
Or we can present our body to sin, and it can become instruments for unrighteousness.
那接下来这边很重要，前面第十二节的不要容是关乎全部身体的，那在这边第十三节的不要将呢是关我们肢体，比如说我们的眼耳啦等等这些肢体而已。
In verse 12, do not let sin reign in your whole body, but in verse 13, it talks about each member of the body.
对，那十二节这个第一个不要容是拒绝罪在我们身上的地位。
In verse 12, we are not to let sin has its position in our body.
那第十三节这个不要将是拒绝我们一肢一体这个部分为罪使用。
But in verse 13, it refers to each member of that body that we should not present it to sin.
所以这边说，基督徒若要胜过身体的罪，就是不容罪作王。
For us to be victorious over the body of sin, we should not allow sin to be our master.
对，那如果要胜过肢体的罪，就要怎么样？不要献给罪做工具。
But in order to be victorious in this member, for this member of the body, we should not present it to sin.
所以保罗这样鼓励说，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将自己做义的器具来献给神。
So Paul tells us that we should present ourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness.
对，所以我们对罪的对就等于我们对罪是不献给罪做整个的器具。
So we are not to present our members of the body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness.
对，倒是要把我们的全身全人来献给神，来作为义的器具。
But to present our whole body and members of it to God as instruments of righteousness.
对，所以我们刚刚讲用说，对罪的态度是不要容也不要将。
So we should not let sin to reign in our lives and present it for unrighteousness.
对，但是我们对神的态度确实是要容，而且要将，把这两个意志运用到。
But to let our body and present the members of it to God.
那我们前面这个不要容跟不要将是消极的，是被动的拒绝罪。
It's a passive, not to let sin reign in our lives or to present it to sin.
对，那后面这个呢是并且将后倒要容呢，是对神是积极主动的来献给神。
But to present our members or ourselves to God is an active.
那现在接下来要讲的是一个希腊文的一个动词，蛮重要的，请大家有机会把它记下来。
Next, we're going to talk about a verb in the Greek language.
这边说 肢体前面的肢体献给罪的限制，在原文来讲，它是现在进行式。
The first verb present your members to the body is a present active verb.
对，那在这里我们自己我们肢体要献给神的限制，后面这个是原文，它是过去完成式。
But to present yourselves to God, it's in the aorist active.
那前面这个现在进行式，后面是过去完成式，两个不一样的时态。
And so the first one is a present progressive tense. The second one is an aorist past tense.
对罪呢，我们应该有的态度是继续不断的拒绝，那是现在进行式，继续拒绝掉罪。
So with respect to sin, we have to continually reject it.
那对神呢，我们已经做了断然的选择，决定向神投诚。
But with respect to God, we have already presented our body to Him.
对，我们把责任完全交给神，所以献给意志，意思就是说我们甘心乐意的摆上。
We have willingly presented our bodies to Him.
让神使用我们的肢体来做义的器具。
So that He may use the members of our body for instruments.For righteousness.
所以从今以后怎么样？要像从死里复活人，就是要脱去旧人，穿上新人，在复活新造的里面活着侍奉神。
So that for the one who has brought us from death to life, we may let him rule over our lives and be used by him.
有一次我在吃饭的时候，向旁边一位学员问了一个不礼貌的问题。
Well, I was having lunch one time. I asked the person seated next to me a question.
我当然也没有得到合理的回答。
Of course, I asked something that may be sound disrespectful, and so I didn't get a good answer from him.
那我回宿舍之后呢，我内心一直很不平静。
When I went back to my room, I was not peaceful with myself.
那一直问我自己说，我不是努力将自己献给神，并且将肢体做义的器具献给神吗？
I was asking myself, haven't I already presented myself to God?
那刚刚为什么我做不到呢？
And how come I wasn't able to accomplish what is righteous?
所以在几个小时之后，我就打电话去向那个学员道歉。
So after a few hours, I called up the person andapologize to him.
请求他的原谅，感谢神呢，就修复了弟兄之间的关系。
And ask him for forgiveness so that we can be reconciled.
所以当我们有心将肢体做义的器具献给神的时候，
When we have presented our members to God as instruments of righteousness,
我们就慢慢就学会去控制自己的心思意念，不会开放给撒旦使用。
We learn to control our passions and not allow Satan to use it.
所以我们就犯罪的机会就相对的减少，感谢神的对我们的教导。
And so the opportunities to sin become less and less.
好，那第十四节是彰显神的恩典。
And in verse 14, we are told to manifest the grace of God.
对，十四节是这样讲说，罪必不能做你们的主。因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Verse 14 tells us, for sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace.
那这一节是引用当时罗马奴隶市场的一个惯例。
This verse used this picture of the slave market.
奴隶他只有两种情形下才能脱离原来主人的权柄。
Under two circumstances can a slave be free?
第一个是这个奴隶死掉，第二个是他被卖给新的主人。
First is for him to die, and the second is for him to be sold to a new master.
所以一个奴隶如果有新的主人之后，这个旧的主人对他的权柄就自然就终止掉。
A slave who has been sold to a new master will no longer be under the control of the old master.
那在律法之下呢，我们人是用自己的力量来拒绝罪恶。
Under the law, we use our own strength to reject sin.
所以我们就不能脱离罪的辖制而不犯罪。
As a result, we cannot be free from the control of sin.
但是在恩典之下呢，是神的恩典，就是神在基督里的生命，也就是神他自己。
But under grace, we have the grace of God, in Christ Jesus, the life that he, he has given us, and it is God himself.
所以他会做在我们里面做我们的能力，所以我们就怎么样，使我们能脱离罪的辖制而不犯罪。
And he will be our power in order that we may be able to forsake sin, the control of sin.
有一次啊，与一个笑口常开、笑容可掬的姊妹一起中餐在吃饭。
At one time I was eating with a sister who is usually joyful.
因为她希望她是一位表里合一的基督徒。
Because she hopes that she will be consistent internally and externally.
所以那是一种神的恩典，那我就问她。
And this is a grace of God, and I asked her.
是不是你生长在已经是好几代的基督徒的家庭里啊？
I asked her, did you grow up in a family that is full Christian?
因为呢，有好几代基督徒祖先的影响，才能有如此好的属灵气质。
Because of the influence of several generations of Christians, her life would be able to manifest such grace.
他说是的，已经有好几代了，但是呢，他希望他自己能够做到表里一致，言行合一。
And she answered in the affirmative, and she hoped that she would be consistent in her deeds and word.
真是不容易，因为他有追求服侍神的心志。
This is not easy, but because of her desire to serve God.
所以他能体会到时刻都要体悟并警觉到罪必不能做他的主。
And so she will constantly remind herself not to let sin reign in her life.
因为他现在能是在恩典之下。
Because she is now under grace.
我们要替这位姊妹高兴。
We need to be, we need to rejoice with her.
因为他知道只有操练敬虔，神才会使他胜过自己容易犯的罪。
Because she knew that only by training for godliness would God allow him to be victorious over sin.
对，以至于他能够做到言行合一。
So that she can live consistently in words and action.
那最后我们提到，生命的服事是离不开敬虔的操练。
The service of life cannot be separated from the training for godliness.
我再讲一遍，生命服事是离不开敬虔的操练。
The service of life cannot be separated from the training for godliness.
敬虔是一种态度，更是一种生活。
Godliness is an attitude, and it's also a kind of life.
它不能靠几天的火热，然后。
It doesn't depend on the passions for a few days.
它是什么？一生一世需要一直在做的操练。
It is a training that lasts for life.
那这种态度怎么样？是靠平时很细小的事情慢慢慢养成的。
This would depend on being regularly training, even in small matters.
所以没有小节、细小节上面的敬虔，就不能有敬虔的性情。
If you cannot be godly in small matters, then you will not have a godliness.
而我们的这个敬虔的操练怎么样？是要有意识、有目标，而且是尽职的时候就应该去尽职。
It must be intentional. There must be a goal that we continue to control our lives.
对，所以能够去过一个有节制的生活。
To live a self-controlled life.
那这边说，每一个人都有自己的弱点，所以这些弱点是很容易使我们变成不敬虔。
Every one of us have our own weaknesses, and these weaknesses will cause us to become ungodly.
那么我们怎么样？我们就要刻意去纠正这些不良的习惯，体会神的心意。
And so we must intentionally correct all this bad habit in order to please God.
我们才能渐渐养成敬虔的个习惯。
And continue to be trained in godliness.
那操练是要每天去进行，并且从中得到益处。
Training is a daily activity that we need to do.
比如说，我特别喜爱讲话，或是特别爱批评论断的话，那我就每天要操练禁止自己的口舌。
For example, if I were a person who is very critical, I need to train myself to control my tongue.
那如果把这种操练应用在我每天的生活当中，每天的说话当中，我就不会放纵自己。
And so when I train myself in this area on a daily basis, then I will not sin in this area.
对，这是靠神得胜。我现在讲一个例子。
This is a victory that comes from God.
上个星期天，外面有个教会邀请我去帮助一位弟兄。
Last Sunday evening, a church asked me to help a brother.
这位弟兄他是多年离不开烟酒的坏习惯。
This brother cannot take away his habit of smoking and drinking.
那我就以真认识、真自由为题目切入他的需要。
And so I use the topic of true knowledge and true freedom in order to help him.
对，告诉他必须都认识爱我们的真神。
I told him to know the true God who loves you.
建议他要多祷告、多读经之后，要身体力行，他就能够真正认识我们神的大爱大能。
And I encouraged him to pray more, to read the scripture more, and to experience in his life the power of God.
对，他这样他就能够透过主耶稣基督的宝血来遮盖跟对付，能够胜过老我，让他的真我能够长大。
And through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, he would be covered from his sins and be able to be victorious over his old sinful self.
对，那这样他就能够得到真自由，他就不会再被烟酒的瘾所控制。
And then he would experience true freedom and not be controlled by cigarettes and liquor.
而他能去过一个真正的基督徒生活，也能够见证神他的大爱跟大能。
And this will allow him to live a truly free life and be able to testify of the great love and power of our Lord.
对，神话语的大能一定能够改变一个人的真生命。
The power of God's word can transform a life.
那不去做身体的私欲。
So that we do not do the passions of its body.
一定能够做到好的义的器具。
So that we may be instruments of righteousness.
而能够去彰显神对他个人及在座我们每个人神对我们浩大的恩典。
And manifest the grace of God, and his love in our life.
如此的时刻，时时刻刻去操练我们的敬虔生命。
When we constantly train for godliness,
则会有更大的能力来服侍神。
Then we have greater power to serve God.
我们要为耶稣基督他的复活来做美好的见证。
We need to be good testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而彻底去执行大使命，能时时刻刻来赞美荣耀神。
And truly accomplish the great commission and praise and bring glory to God.
我在这边用一段主耶稣基督他的灵感动保罗所写下来这一段罗马书呢，七章的十四到二十五节上半部，成为对你对我的鼓励话。
And I'd like to encourage you through the words of the Lord Jesus Christ inspired in the writings of the Apostle Paul.
对，那我念完中文，再请您念英文。
Romans chapter 7, verse 14 to 25.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，是，但我们是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的，我自己不明白；我所愿意的，我并不做。我所恨恶的，我倒去做；肉所做的，是我所不愿意的，我就承认，律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的，我反不做。我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做；肉我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪所做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那个肢体中犯罪的律，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。阿门。
Romans 7:14 to 25a. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my member. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord.
好，最后我们请许淑仪牧师为我们做感恩的中英文的结束祷告。
Let's all rise, 请我们站立。天父，感谢你因着耶稣基督死而复活的大能，让我们能够离弃罪恶，让我们能够在这个敬虔的操练能够有效的使我们成为义的工具。求主你帮助我们每一天都能好好操练自己，使我们来一生服侍你也接着主你的大恩大爱，让我们能够过得胜的生活，见证主你的荣耀复活的这个生命是大有能力的。 Thank God that you have redeemed us through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has died and resurrected from the dead, and through his power allow us to be free from the power of sin. Lord, allow us to continue to train for godliness in order that we may serve you effectively throughout our whole life, and testify to the glorious resurrection and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
请坐，愿神的话语祝福各位的生命。谢谢各位。
The word of God bless your life.